Well, I'm going to give you some more happy talk. You know me, I'm Miss Optimism, and I'm going to change my tune. That'll really make everything good. Let's talk about healthcare and the situation heading into the election with Obamacare very much in the focus, especially with the Supreme Court nominee at stake here. Alex Ruoff covers all things healthcare, joining us now from Washington, D.C. Alex, what is the issue at stake for the election when it comes to ACA, commonly known as Obamacare?
Well, I think the closing arguments coming into the election, you know, from the Democrat side is, you know, you have a lot to fear in Republicans of the changes they want to make, the regime shift here. And the opposite, I think the closing arguments for Republicans is, you know, Democrats are giving you fears you don't have to have. We're not, you know, and it ties into all their major issues. You know, they're going to, you know, they look to be confirming a Supreme Court justice in Amy Coney Barrett this week. And part of their message is she is a down the middle, you know, she's a conservative, but one who's not going to do anything, you know, extreme. She's a jurist and a person here. So I think it's a...
Yeah. Alex, if this comes up in the debate, heaven forbid we'd actually talk about policy in a debate. How original. But if it comes up in the debate, I believe Vice President Biden will turn to his opponent and say, what's your plan? What is the Republican plan in their criticism of the Affordable Care Act?
Well, it's been clear Donald Trump does not have a plan to replace the Affordable Care Act. He repeatedly promises to have one. He has this sort of vague outline of it. And really underscoring the idea is he promises that pre-existing predictions, essentially the bulk of the heart of the ACA will remain even if the law is repealed. But he's provided no platform or detailed policy to explain how that would actually happen.
How well has ACA protected against this pandemic? A lot of people talking about the higher than average death rate in the United States, the younger than average age of the person who has fallen to this virus. Is that an indictment of a healthcare system supported by ACA, or is it a reason for ACA? Where do people sort of weigh in there?
Well, in a lot of ways, the ACA is working in that, you know, it has shifted a lot of people who've lost jobs onto the individual market and given them insurance. In a lot of ways, there's huge holes in its coverage system in that there remains, you know, 20, 30 million people who don't have insurance, who we don't necessarily have a perfect system for ensuring they can get services and help. You know, they don't face bills when they get healthcare service. But a lot of people would say it has a lot of, you know, it's not necessarily designed with a pandemic in mind. You know, there's a lot of issues about, you know, what people pay over deductibles. Healthcare remains very expensive. And that's a big problem in the pandemic. And it keeps people from doing things like seeking care early. You know, a good example is Donald Trump appears to have recovered from, you know, his infection very quickly. And if you've noticed, he got medical attention immediately and round the clock. Most of us, if you get sick, they just tell you to sit at home. And if it gets bad, go to the hospital. Yeah. A lot of, you know, people who are not elderly, they die because, you know, they don't get care immediately.
You know, Lisa just puts Vicks Vapor Rub on her kids' foreheads and says,
how did you know?
This won't hurt.
He's spying on me?
I stole that from the wonderful Joe Coy. Alex, you know, seriously,
you're
I look
kidding.
At this. Do people actually vote based off health care? Are they going to go in the booth and say, my deductible is outrageous, I'm going to vote for so-and-so? Do they really do that?
The 2016 or the 2018 election, there is some evidence from exit polling that it energizes Democrats when health care becomes an issue. The protections around it, the need for protecting Medicaid and the social safety net energizes like the suburban Democratic voter who believes that those are important aspects, and people who've grown to rely, you know, on certain aspects of the program.
Yeah.
Are we converting Republicans into Democrats? Is it stemming the loss of, like, the Dixiecrat vote in the South?
Oh, listen to you, Dixiecrat.
Save Doug Jones and a few of those. There's not a lot of evidence to me that those issues there, but it's a bread-and-butter issue for Democrats. Look in North Carolina, Cal Cunningham. That's, like, the thing he has wanted to talk about. It's a thing. It's a non-problematic subject.
Okay.
Every Democrat can stand on and feel like they get support without offending Republicans.
Got to leave it there. Alex Ruoff, thank you for the update.